You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Spend your afternoon
with Relebo Gile Mabotja
on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
10 minutes to 2 o'clock. How is it that society views physical illnesses versus mental and psychological ones? We're joined by psychiatrist Dr. Ryan Fuller. Doctor, thank you so, so much for joining us for this conversation.
Hi, Lebo. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
I'm good. And I think this is such an important conversation because, you know, it is difficult for people to fathom things others are feeling, to sympathize, to empathize when they cannot see them.
Absolutely. And thank you for raising awareness. Certainly, we've seen with COVID pandemic, it's brought into sharp focus the need to focus on mental health problems. I think nearly all of society has been acutely exposed to what it means to have emotional distress. And if that becomes very severe and impacts level of functioning, it can be a mental health disorder. So I'm pleased that in many ways there's been raised awareness, but there is still so much stigma and discrimination around and prejudice mental health problems versus physical problems. So it's welcome to talk about it.
Why are mental, psychological, emotional challenges or personality disorders and the like so difficult to relate to for anybody that is not experiencing it? Because some people will naturally be like, I don't know what's going on with you, but tell me how to support you. And others are like, get over yourself, stop being disrespectful, absolutely. You're lazy, you don't want to work.
Yes, absolutely. I think it goes many reasons. What you tend to see and what you know is that people are afraid of what they can't see. It's what you just said. And that uncertainty is one major factor. We'd like to have tangible things you can touch and feel. And if we can see a broken machine or we can see a broken leg, and you know, the doctor can show us an investigation and see where there's a physical problem, our brains like that mechanical sort of explanation. But if there's a problem in psyche and depression and anxiety, it's very much harder to accept that that might be a problem. We don't want to go mad. You know, it's a very deep, visceral fear unconsciously. It's one of our greatest fears. So it's much easier to hold it at arm's length. And then we have these sort of horrible defense mechanisms of denial and projection and splitting, if you like. And so mental health, psychiatry has always been what we call Cinderella, a mental healthcare service. And then it's always, you know, funded last and not easily spoken about. But as I said, I think it's good that society and like yourselves are having this discussion now. You know, long COVID, for example, was something people had to try and understand. And there's so many mental health symptoms and impacts from the pandemic, as well as not having work and depression and anxiety, et cetera. Mm. Most people understand that intuitively, but looking at work absenteeism, knock on, you know, the economy, people not being able to work, and a lot of insurance claims, for example, for mental health problems, I think big business is much more aware of the need to prioritize this, which is a good thing.
So what can society do better in terms of learning to accept things they don't understand? Because I think it's quite a broad thing we're asking of people, because it's not, I mean, if a person can't understand why you believe in God and I believe in this and now we must fight, we're asking them to understand that, hey, I'm facing some internal battles that intellectually I know are irrational, but I don't know what to do about it.
I mean, that's a great question. I think part of it is asking the question itself and being sensitized to it, being aware of it. The world is a very complex place, and it seems to be getting more complex with all the digital communication and too much information out there, if you like. I like this, you know, the simple idea of being nice to each other and being kind, courteous, and very basic values without judging, or easy to talk about, maybe quite hard to live. But it goes to that sense of community, I think, of good neighborliness, whether it's going to a church or being involved in society, whether it's a sports club or at the local gym or indeed in a school, for example, or in the workplace. Just taking a little bit of time to find out a little bit of how someone really is. And there's so much work and good research that shows that when we are empathic, when we do ask about others and have care for others, It helps us. It's altruism, if you like. It actually helps our physical health, and it helps us feel connected. It's a protective factor against depression and anxiety. When you say, what can people do? I guess part of it is just talk and really try and just and read and be informed, and maybe don't read everything one says. Mm. You know, if you Google mental health problems, you can see some horrific images and videos of people's mental health problems, but the vast majority are not a nightmare scenario. They're human beings, you and I, that we are creatures that have emotional limbic systems in the brain, if you like. Everyone understands that we can be emotional, and that's the irony. And there's a sense of fear that if we then talk about that, that people might use that against us, especially in men, for example. You know, that's quite common, fortunately.
Yes, and I mean, Heidi on the WhatsApp line is saying, Lebogile, let me tell you, once people know you've got a mental disease, you get bullied, especially from family, and we know that many family members are not supportive. And I'm just wondering, Doctor, just to go back to how society treats these different things, a big part of me feels like sometimes society feels like the problems in society are because of people who are mentally unwell, so they will label the pedophile, the rapist, everybody as they've got mental issues. I mean, we look at what's happening in the States. Every time there's a mass shooting by a child, no, he was troubled, he's unwell. How do we now separate those two issues, that just because you're unwell doesn't mean you're going to shoot everybody in your school, but it can also mean that you might shoot everybody in your school?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we use a couple of basic frameworks, and these are quite basic, but they do help us start a discussion. And you tend to say, are you mad, bad, or are you sad?
Mm.
And what that basically means is mad, most people, and that's typically a psychotic illness. Thankfully, it's quite rare, but there is schizophrenia, which is poorly understood. And these are not dangerous people. These are people that suffer with severe, enduring mental health problems. With treatment, they can function. Without treatment, they need care. There are psychotic depression, for example, psychosis of hallucinating, being deluded. Madness, in that sense, usually needs acute psychiatric treatment and a multidisciplinary approach. Sad is, we'll understand that, is depression, anxiety. But the point is bad. So bad behavior isn't always mental health problems. Bad, you spoke earlier, personality disorder. If someone has a psychopath or someone has narcissistic or complex personality disorder and is causing harm to people, that in itself is not an acute mental illness. Excuse me. And that is not, excuse me, what we've been trying to think about. But I understand what you're saying, that people label all behavior they don't understand and they fear as being, and it's a horrible word that people use, you know.
Well, they say crazy.
Crazy, or you know, whack job, or schizo, or whatever it is, depending on the culture. So this is not unique to South Africa. It's not unique to our time. Throughout time, humans have always struggled with bizarre behavior that they don't understand and ascribe it to being, you know, demented or possessed by the gods, if you like. What we need to do is demystify it and to understand that people are people. Good people are capable of doing bad things, and bad people are capable of doing good things. It's as soon as we label, as soon as we judge, then we get into a circular debate or a very polarized debate where there's no answer. So I think, you know, it's a complex world. Certainly this wokeism culture, unfortunately, has made it even harder. To have this sort of discussion is extremely difficult for fear of offending people. And so I welcome the fact that you've been brave enough to take it on. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good.
Always will advocate. I think so many people are suffering in silence and they're not surrounded by the right support. And fortunately, we have organizations like your SADC and so many Lifeline, Childline that can assist. And even if as a parent, they are feeling they do not have the capacities, there are resources that are out there. Doctor, just final thoughts in terms of, you know, reiterating the message of kindness, and you really don't know what a person is walking with and carrying.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many patients we have that outwardly are well-balanced, inverted commas, successful, inverted commas, and yet behind the scenes are really struggling. And people need to cope in certain ways. And this idea of being kind, be kind to oneself as well, It's a tough world, but there is help. I like what you said, the SADC and the like. There is good help available, and it's really just about sticking up one's hand and asking for it, and maybe being a bit resilient and not giving up, is what I also say. It's worth it.
One of these days, Doctor, I'm going to ask you and on another conversation, who is supporting the psychiatrists that have to deal with all of these problems? Because no one expects the psychiatrist to say, I'm not okay. So I'm holding you to it. Well, is that a deal?
Anytime.
There we go. Thank you so, so much, Dr. Ryan Fuller, our psychiatrist, just chatting to us. And yes, all those resources are available. I'll put them on my Twitter so that if you are struggling and need help and feel you have zero support, there are resources out there available to you.